Houston, Apollo 11.
Go ahead, over.
Roger, 44 is just not bright enough for this. There's a reddish glow filling the black area of the sextant, and the star is lost somewhere in there, and I cannot see it.
Roger, stand by. We'll come up with another star, over.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Apollo 11, Houston, we'd like you to go on to Star 45, over.
Okay.
And Mike, we think these large Delta R's, 949 you're getting is really meaningful since it's been way before TLI since we had our state vector update, and we think it's normal, over.
Okay, could be, Charlie. Some of the early markings I might not have had precisely the substellar point. I think as time goes by, they've been coming more accurate, but old ENF here is just flat invisible.
Roger.
Houston, Apollo 11, understand that the same three gimbal angles you gave me should be valid for Star 45 as well. Is that affirmative?
I believe that's right. Stand by one, over.
Okay.
That is negative. Stand by one.
Okay, because there's quite a difference between the gimbal angles you have and the gimbal angles the program was, but with the inaccurate state vector, I'm inclined not to believe the program.
Stand by.
Houston, Apollo 11, LFP is back on the line.
Roger, copy.
Read you, bye-bye.
Roger, same, Buzz. And 11, the angles for you are 1978 for roll, 1285 pitch, 3400 yaw.
Okay, just as a matter of comparison, P23 for this star would like to go to 235.66, 154.31, and 31365, over.
Roger, we copy, 11. We understand that the program can give you almost an infinite combination of angles in P23, and it's not too unreasonable. If you'll stand by, we'll look at these that we see on the disky, over.
Okay, well, in the meantime, I'll just go ahead and maneuver to yours. 197.8, 128.5, and 340.0.
Roger.